Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece by Matt Levine about, the need for regulators to deregulate. It sounds counterintuitive, right?
It does. So, how does that even work? I'm intrigued. What's the core argument here?
Essentially, Levine argues that even when enforcement is paused or weakened, companies, especially big banks, still crave regulatory clarity. They might not want strict regulation, but they do want rules.
Okay, I kind of see that. But why? If no one's enforcing the rules, why not just, do whatever?
Because the future is uncertain. A new administration might come in and enforce old rules. State regulators could step in, or there's the risk of reputational damage. Levine uses the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau as prime examples.
Right, the CFPB. He points out how banks actually want the CFPB to function, not just be dormant, so it can rewrite the rules, not just ignore them.
Exactly. They need regulators to create the kind of deregulation they want. It's a fascinating paradox.
He also talks about private credit, right? Something about being nice to borrowers?
Yes, it's all about relationships. Private credit lenders want to be seen as accommodating, especially during tough times, so they get access to the best deals in the future.
But that can backfire, can it? What if everyone starts playing tough?
He addresses that too. He cites the Wall Street Journal, discussing how private credit firms are increasingly hiring restructuring experts, suggesting a shift towards a tougher stance. It becomes a question of norms. If everyone's being tough, you kinda have to be tough too.
Interesting. It's like a game of chicken, but with billions of dollars on the line. What about the Binance Trump thing? That sounds wild.
Oh, that was a doozy. The possibility of the Trump family investing in Binance, a company that pleaded guilty to violating anti-money laundering requirements while its founder seeks a pardon from Trump? It raises some eyebrows, to say the least. Levine hilariously speculates about how brazenly the deal might be structured given the current regulatory climate.
It sounds like the Wild West out there. Anything else catch your ear?
Levine touches on luxury watches as an investment. He questions the idea that they're uncorrelated with traditional assets, suggesting it's more an artifact of their illiquidity than anything else. Fascinating stuff for anyone interested in alternative investments.
Got it. That's super interesting. Any final thoughts on this piece before we wrap up?
I think Levine's main point is that deregulation isn't just about removing rules, it's about rewriting them. And paradoxically, that requires regulators. It's a nuanced and insightful perspective on the complex relationship between regulation and the market. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.